Hello.
Welcome again to the Mitaki Green Chapel International English Service. It's a good day, yeah, and we bless the Lord. I am always delighted to see each of you, you know. I am always looking forward to Sunday from tomorrow. I start looking forward to next Sunday. I don't know why, but I feel so good being in this place. I don't know about you, but not because my work is a bad place, but yeah, I know that's part of the reason, but yeah, but we thank God because the Bible says one day in the house of the Lord is better than many days out there. So there is just something unique about being in the house of the Lord that even if nobody was here, if you just come here, it means so much and it makes a great impact in your life. So I thank God very much. My name is Grace. And I'm the moderator today, and we've had a good time praising and worshiping the Lord, and it's so good. It's so good, you know. I know maybe some of you are musicians, and you spend time singing and worshiping in your house, but some of us really value this time. Yeah, of course, it's good to always sing by yourself and praise the Lord, but when you sing together with other people, you know, we are like an army, you know. And when we lift our voices together to God, it makes a whole difference. And together with the music, that everybody's just doing something for God, it really makes a big impact. So we praise the Lord for the praise and worship time and just worshiping the Lord. And the songs are just so powerful, you know. Just reading the words of the songs alone, you feel like you've been ministered to. Yeah, because it's just the word of God, you know. The interesting thing about gospel music is that it's just the word of God. They just pick a scripture and they make it into music. So you're just singing, but you're reading the scripture and you're just reading it back to God and just confirming his word and just praising the Lord. Amen? So this is time for testimonies and prayer requests and announcements. So we would like to invite you please feel free to come and tell us something that God has done, and we will be blessed. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, maybe everybody knows. Oh, no, 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 no. Sorry. Thursday, around 4 p.m., 3 p.m., the operation began, and at 4 p.m., the doctors brought out the two newborn babies. Narumi, the elder, the sister, was 3,200 grams, and the little brother, Nariki, was 2,800 grams, so a total of about 6,000 grams, plus another 6 kilos of you know, water and all that. So Nahomi lost over 10 kilos in 1 hour, which is traumatic for her body. So she's fine, but just, you know, a lot to recover from. She's having difficulty breastfeeding because it's just moving and shifting. I don't know if it was more trouble before or after the birth, but it was a successful C-section, and the babies are well. So praise God for that. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much for your prayers. We really, really need them. God is sustaining us with his grace. A lot of stress, just a really stressful weeks, mainly because there's always at least two children at home with a fever, with sickness. Kenzo got his fever this last Wednesday. And then this morning, Kyohei woke up with a temperature of 39.0 degrees. So it's just one after the other, lots of medicine. But Nahomi is scheduled to come home on Tuesday. So the hospital probably won't allow them to stay longer if we have, you know, sick children at home, the hospital will say doesn't matter. You have to go somewhere. You can't stay here. But, yeah, so just pray that we'll find some kind of arrangement. Maybe we'll have Naomi and the kids stay at the Smile Con, or, you know, we'll split up, you know, Naomi and the babies will be upstairs and the sick people will be downstairs or something. Pastor Kevin and Midori were able to visit yesterday, and that was a real encouragement for Naomi. Also, a member of the Japanese service came also earlier yesterday and massaged her legs and, you know, had some just some service for her. So that was really, really good. And then Pastor Kevin is going to also made us some curry to bring home, which is great. My mother-in-law came down with a bad cold last Friday, so she's not able to, you know, do the regular cooking. So it's nice to have some home-cooked food. So just appreciate the prayers, the support, the cards that people have been giving, and all those little things. So please continue to pray for us, just that God's grace will sustain us, and also that we'll be a good witness to our my father and mother-in-law. I don't know how many times I've lost my witness for all the complaining and whining that I do, but just pray that they'll be impacted by God's love through this. So, thank you again, and hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Good afternoon to all of you. My name is Carmi. So I want to thank God for maybe three things. The first one is the result of my JLPT exam, which I knew maybe January 24, around that date. So I thank God because the result is positive. So I thank God for the passing score that he gave me and the wisdom during the exam. Though I know that in myself, I didn't study that much that year. So I really pray to God that if I pass, this is the work of the Lord. So I thank God because he worked in my life for passing the exam. And then the second thing is the opportunity to be here again in Hiroshima. Although it will be for 2 months only, so I'll be going home before the Holy Week in the Philippines. And then the third one is the experience that he allowed us to experience yesterday. We went to the North Hiroshima for skiing and snowboarding. So I think that they gave us very kind clients that brought us to the snow mountain. And I really think that he also kept us safe from the travel and the activity that we've done. So I really thank God that no one get injured and we arrive home safely. That's all. Thank God.
I'd like to start out praising God. Jim and I are going to Cambodia on Wednesday. I've got a lot of praises. That's the first one. Jim and I are going to Cambodia on Wednesday. And this trip, it seemed like it, from my side, that it wouldn't happen. And I blame myself. I didn't get paperwork in on time. I didn't have the equipment I needed. And a lot of people helped me, an awful lot of people at my school. I'm going to buy a whole suitcase of omiyage because I've got to give it out for people who helped me to get on this trip and to get the paperwork in and do it. And, of course, Jim was always a tremendous help. We've met a couple times. We're meeting again tomorrow to work on our stuff. But Today I'd like to, that's one of my praises. I'd like to share something from God's Word. I wanted to do this for some time now. Jim put a song in the bulletin. Was that last week or was it 2 weeks ago? I think he put a song in the bulletin. In the middle pages, there's usually a song or something there. And I'd like to just, this is a song, I have to tell a quick story. Over 30 years ago, I was in a Christian college. I was not a Bible major. I wasn't planning on becoming a preacher, but I did go to a really good Christian college. And a friend of mine, a really close friend of mine, he had this song that was just on his heart. He really wanted to sing it with me in chapel. We have these chapel services, I think 3 times a week. Students can come up and sing songs or whatever, they tell testimonies. And he tried to practice it with me, but I wasn't ready. And I told Jim, I said, Jim, maybe someday we can sing together. Raiden told me today he'll play guitar, so maybe someday you'll see me play it. But it's see me singing it. But it's a beautiful song, and the scriptures come to mind when I hear this song. I downloaded it. I've listened to it countless times. I'm going to say the version. I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to say it, which is the original version. It's been changed. No, I'll do that some other time. It's been changed. Some of the words are changed to make it more congregational, usable for a congregation. It starts out, the first stanza, "Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too." And that really hits me because I have a tendency to try to solve things on my own, whether it's at school or anywhere else. And I'm thinking, like, with our son, there was a long period of time when I kept thinking, well, I'll share some prayer requests, but I've got to do all this other stuff on my own. And not really, of course, we pray to God. God helps us, but in the body of Christ, we help one another. And there's a verse in for that first stanza, Mark 10, 43, 44. Jesus said that, among the Gentiles, they have their masters and lords and leaders, but it will not be so among you. Whoever wants to be greatest will become servant of all. Whoever wants to be the chief will be the slave of all. So that's stanza one. Stanza two, we are pilgrims on a journey. We are brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. And the first thing I thought of the first verse was in Galatians chapter 6, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Just that really came to mind, that verse, when I first heard that song. And the third stanza, I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you. Speak the peace you long to hear. And that's Romans chapter 15. You who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please your own selves. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached you are fallen on me. The fourth stanza I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we see this journey through. And that verse that came to mind the first time I heard that stanza was Romans chapter 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. The last stanza of this song, and it's so beautiful. It's called The Servant Song is the name of the song. Very simple song, The Servant Song. It was recorded in 1978. I've forgotten the guy's name who wrote it and the two guys who sang it, but they're from New Zealand. And you can get it on iTunes. I downloaded it on iTunes. But the last stanza, they have background. It's just a simple guitar for most of the song, guitar and a little flute playing it throughout most of it. This last stanza, all the music stops. It's just a cappella. It's just the two men singing, and they just sing. It's very, very, very calmly sung. It's very worshiply sung. And they just sing. They say, so stanza four, when we see, till we see this journey through the end of our lives. And then stanza five, when we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. And that especially, that really moves me. I'm thinking, we're in this life, we don't know what's going to come. We experience many things. Some of us have wonderful things happen, some not so wonderful. Some of us go through agony. The verse I thought of was 1 Peter 4:13. Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you'll rejoice with him in glory. I'm not quoting it perfectly, but 1 Peter 4:13 is the verse that came to mind. So that's my praise, another praise, sharing testimony too. Prayer request, and I'm going to ask Art to share after me because this involves him. Art came to our house. Oh, first, before that, we got another phone call from the hospital, and they said they've got another bed for our son available for him for this two or three week time that he could go in to get tested for different things. And again, he turned it down again. He said he wasn't going to go. And I'll let Art explain what he said about that, why he decided not to go this time. But so I ask you your continued prayers for our son. We do believe this would be a really, really good thing for him. And so please pray that he will seek the help that he needs. And yesterday, Art came over to our house and spent some time with Micah. Mainly with Micah. My younger daughter was there, and my wife were there too for some of that time. But I think they had, was it about a couple hours? I'll let him tell the whole story of that together. Thank God for that they've they're getting to know each other. But Art offered him an opportunity to go and visit one of his friends and their farm, but he didn't accept it. Well, it's not decided yet. I'll let you tell the story. I won't mess things up. It's not decided yet. Let's pray. I'll let Art, please share the prayer request on that. After the service today, Art and myself and my wife are going downstairs. We're going to talk with Pastor Horikawa about our son. This was at Pastor Horikawa's suggestion that we all. Pastor Horikawa has counseled my son. It's been a few years now since they had their last counseling session, but my son has seen Pastor Horikawa a few times, but most recently was a few years ago. And Pastor Horikawa has followed this story from the very beginning, which goes back at least 9 years. So we're going to meet with him after the service and talk about our situation and what we're looking at going forward. And I just praise God that we have that chance to all work together in reaching out to our son. So I'll let Art share what happened yesterday.
I know we're always talking about Micah and praying for him and saying how difficult life is and how we wish he was better, but in reality, he's actually a pretty cool guy. The verse in the song, "Save me from myself." I mean, Micah just needs to be saved from himself. I mean, he's got a great personality. He's funny. He's a good-looking guy. He's really chill. He thinks too much, and he's got such pride, and I think that's why he doesn't want to go to the hospital. And he has trouble. I want Art to come over. I want us to be friends, but I don't want to be helped, you know? And it's like, well, what do you want to do? Well, I want to move to Osaka and live with my friend. Well, you can't do that on your own. So either you can do it on your own, or you need help, one or the other. And he knows he can't do it on his own. So I said to him, I wish you would go to the hospital. He said, well, I don't believe in mental health. I said, well, you don't have to believe in mental health for it to be a real thing. And I think he doesn't want to have the medication. I said, you don't have to take the medication. I said, Micah, I said, it's not healthy for you to live at home. So you need to move out. I said, I agree with you. He said, I'll go to live with my friend in Osaka. And I said, well, what are you going to do for a job? I said, do you really think you can get a job there? He said, don't you think it'd be better to come live with Darcy and I for a while, get better physically, get better mentally, and then go to Osaka? He said, yeah, you're probably right. And I said, I was disappointed that you didn't go to the hospital because it's going to be such a hard adjustment to just move in with Darcy and I. I mean, you're staying up all night, sleeping all day. You don't eat. You don't work. You don't do anything. I said, for 3 weeks, it would be really beneficial. I said, it'd be really beneficial if you go to the hospital. So I think he's thinking about all those kind of things. I don't know exactly where he is on everything, but I told him about our friend's farm that we go to work with every Wednesday. He's this guy, His name is Kikawa-san. He's been working with Hikikomori people for 12 years or something like that. He worked with an NGO before. Now he has his own NGO, his own share house, and there's some guys on the farm that are recovering Hikikomori. And so I invited Micah to come talk to Kikawa-san. Kikawa-san's really, I don't know, like almost like flamboyant. He's like really, really outgoing, personable. Like the first day that I came out, the summer I was like meeting him, he sees me from like 100 yards ago. He goes, "Ne kayo, ne kayo, ne!" And it was just like, wow, okay, cool. I'm happy you're not scared of me. That's great. He's just got this really outrageous personality, and he really cares about these kids. And so I think for all the time that I can spend with Micah and listen and talk, probably Kikawa-san's going to do a better job in a half an hour than I could do in a lifetime. So please pray that he would want to come out. The great thing is, on the way back, we can swing by Chiyoda, where Toshie's aunt is, and she's in the hospital there, and so we could drop Micah off there, and he could visit with the aunt, and so it'd be a really nice Wednesday. So please pray for him that he'll be able to accept this offer or whatever. I don't know. I'm positive. He doesn't have any answers, you know. We both agree he shouldn't live at home. We both agree that he can't really live by himself. So there's really only one logical conclusion that he can draw. And so we just need to pray that his pride doesn't get in the way of that. And so, yeah, I mean, I like the guy. I mean, we signed up to host people who are probably going to be real downers. And Mike is not a real downer. I mean, he's got his issues. But it would be a great first match for us as well, especially because he has some English language ability. So yeah, just keep praying. That's our biggest prayer request now. And I've got faith that God's working in his time, and yeah, just keep praying. Thanks.
Hello, my name's Jim. It's not my testimony, but this morning at lunchtime, I met someone in the Japanese service called Maihata-san. She's had cancer, she's had chemotherapy over quite a long period. And I saw her at lunchtime, I said, oh, thank you for your testimony last week. She said, actually, it was fun. Because she found, like you said, what can separate us from the love of God? And that's what she experienced. She went through the most painful, hardest experience. And finding that was a joy. So even in the middle of that, you know, she touched me with her testimony, and I thought, wow, because maybe everyone has a fear of sickness, especially a fear of cancer, a fear of chemotherapy and other treatment. And she was able to come through it and say, I've been through it, and I can rejoice and praise God more. So I was really blessed. I wanted you to be blessed too.
Okay, I just want to say thank you for praying. I have a very funny experience with the Lord for previous weeks. as I shared to you before that everything in my house was malfunctioning, and one of those important things is the computer. So as I shared to you, I asked for prayer that I'll be able to buy a computer. And of course, the process of procuring that computer is some kind of funny for me, because I remembered way back in college, I tried to ask God, how do you direct me to have a decision in life? So one of those funny thing that I do is flip the Bible and look for a word that really say go or yes. And then it just happened that I opened the Old Testament, and I don't know which book, but maybe it was in Judges, I don't know. But it's a story of Gideon. And I realized, oh, I didn't really read the whole story about Gideon.
So as I was reading, I was at the back of my mind, I was asking God, Lord, please give me the word go, because I really want that computer. But as I read the story of Gideon, there was no go. So maybe this is not God's will for me. And then almost at the end of, at the middle of the story, Gideon was trying to make arrangement with God. Like, if you are really with me, so give me a sign. Like a lot of signs, like the carpet was wet or the dew or a lot of signs. And I said, okay. Gideon is like me. He also wanted some signs for God to really say that he is led by the Lord. And then I read the word go. So, oh, this is go. So I'm going to buy that computer. Yeah, I did. And then last Sunday, I went to the electronic shop and bought the SATA adapter because I was ready to dismantle my computer because Fernando told me it's easy. It's easy to dismantle the computer. look at YouTube, and you can get the hard disk, and you can transfer the. Okay, so I looked at YouTube, and it looks simple. So I went to the electronic shop, and then I asked for the SATA IDE. So, okay, so I bought it. And then last February 1st, my computer arrived. And just at the back of my mind, I said, you just try to put your old computer on. And it worked. It resurrected by itself. I didn't know what happened. I took the battery, and it worked. So I said, maybe God is really laughing at me right now because I was so ready to dismantle my computer. But actually, I really don't know how to do it. But I was just so courageous about how Fernando encouraged me to dismantle your computer. But I said at the back of my head, okay, I'm really not into this thing. But God really did something for me to be stopped. Yeah, my computer worked, and all the files are still there. And I'm really very happy because I can now be of service for the bulletin again. So thank you very much for praying. That is one praise report I have. So now I have two working computers. And Jim was making a joke of me. I can make the bulletin every week. So I said, I need another Michelle to do that. So, but thank you very much, really, for praying. Very small thing for me, but it's a big thing, actually, knowing that I'm not a very techie person. I'm just a user. Thank you so much for praying. And another praise report that I would like to share is that I got my evaluation report from the last semester's work, and I'm so happy to really share to everyone that I had an excellent yes, excellent. It was excellent. I didn't really realize I have an excellent mark because I know I didn't do very well, especially with time management. Yeah, I look at the evaluation, and the only thing that really struck my eye was that one person just made a note that I sometimes don't come to the classroom on time. Yeah, I do. Yeah, tardiness, that is really one of my problems. But I'm glad that most of them, like the principals, the head, so all of them, all the teachers really did a very good evaluation. So I'm so happy, and I'm just giving all the glory to God because I know deep within me I did not do well. I just had that, I would say, I'm ashamed about myself having this kind of evaluation, knowing that I really didn't do well. But thanks God, they see something in me that I didn't see in myself. So that is all glory belongs to the Lord. Another one, I will be applying for a renewal of extension of visa in March. So I know renewing a visa is kind of, I would say, the last time I had was really tough. I hope this time will not be hard. But so please pray for me. So I would like to apply maybe early March or after my exams. Thank you so much for praying. So thank you very much. God bless you all.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Lord.
Everybody's okay?
Yeah.
I want to give a praise to the Lord because this week of Friday, yes, I think Friday. Friday evening, when our job is finished, I'm so very tired and wow, I want to go home and sleep. And when I was laying in my bed, I think we thank for the Holy Spirit because every time that is the big thing that I praise the living God because any small thing and to the big things God is always in there and prepared everything for me, so I want to sing this song and praise the Lord. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Rub up all the shattered dreams of your life and the feet of Jesus laying them down. Give him all, give him all to Jesus. Oh, shattered dreams, wandered hearts, broken toys. Oh, give him all, give him all, give him all, give him all. Give him all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrows into joy. He never said you would the only see the sunshine. He never said you would only see. He promised only us out of all of sin. That's what the very things that once I brought pain. Oh, give him all, give him all, give him all, give him all, give him all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrows into joy. Oh, give him all, give him all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrows into joy. Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Rub up all the shattered dreams of your life and at the feet of Jesus laying them down. Oh, give him all, give him all, give him all, give him all to Jesus. Oh, shattered dreams and wounded heart, broken toes. Oh, give him all, give him all, oh, give him all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrows into joy. And he will turn your sorrows into joy. Oh, turn your sorrows into joy. Oh, and he will turn your sorrows into joy. And to give praise to the living God.